congratulations on getting out of your own way in a memoir.
Well, I didn't write it for anybody else. I didn't set about to write a book. I've always made things. I've always, my brothers used to call the shag carpet in my bedroom the glitter pit, because I always had some art project or another on the go, and my preferred form of creative output most recently prior to writing was sculpting. And one of the chemotherapy drugs I was on left me with neuropathy in my fingers. So sculpting just, it didn't feel good. I didn't have the energy for it. I didn't have the dexterity in my fingers for it. It's a very tactile thing, and it just wasn't going to be the creative place that I went at that moment. But at the same time, in order to recognize myself, I needed to make something. And so I sat down with a notebook and pen, and I started writing stories. And I wrote 13 stories, which is what I initially submitted for publication. But while I was writing them, no one knew I was writing. I eventually started to show them to my husband, because I was embarrassed about the fact that I was still sitting on the couch all the time, and I just wanted him to know that I was actually doing something. It wasn't until a couple of years later that I even started showing it to people, thinking about the idea that it might be worthy of publication. So it was something that I wrote for my own therapeutic needs. And it really hasn't changed that much in the editing process from that point of view. They have been very sensitive about maintaining my voice. You know, prior to having it myself, I remember hearing a friend talk about her sister who was going through cancer treatment, and berating her for doing nothing. She just lies on her bed all day. She's not reading, she's not doing anything. That was me. And it wasn't because I was wallowing in self-pity. I couldn't do anything. I had no focus. No capacity for focus or concentration or interest in anything. No interest in food, which was, that's just not me.
Oddly, the loss of food seemed to be the thing that pissed you off the most. Like, even death didn't seem to really... having your kids without a mother, But what seriously seemed to really piss you off was what happened with you and food, and your taste buds went wonky for quite a while.
Yeah, my taste buds went wonky from the drugs, and I also had no interest in food. I wasn't hungry. I felt nauseous all the time, and it wasn't so much that pissed me off, but that was, we distance ourselves from things that are difficult. Any good filmmaker knows that, you can do gory only up to a point, and then the audience shuts their eyes. Death and leaving my kids motherless was way beyond what I could cope with. Not being hungry was manageable in terms of processing.
You had a great healing circle without actually having a healing circle, and that's a funny little bit. If you could talk about the healing circle.
Well, I feel like the beginning of that chapter is really the one and only time I'm nasty in the book. But some people had such stupid things to say and notions about cancer and the blessing in disguise that it would unveil for me that I had no patience for that. First of all, it's crap. Second of all, you know, what does anybody who hasn't been through it know? And I have the most wonderful friends, and I like a good time, and I like a party, and they knew that that's what I needed. And so that's what we did. We went out, and I think it was this, I think I had my mastectomy, you know, 3 or 4 days later, and my two younger sons decided that they needed some attention, so they got chicken pox. We, you know, we just, it was sort of like Armageddon in our house. We were just not in coping mode, and my friend said, come on, we're going out for dinner, and there were 12 of us, and we went close to home, and we just all got piss drunk, and had the most wonderful time. And it was exactly what I needed.
The book is When My World Was Very Small, a memoir of family, food, cancer, and my couch. I've been speaking with the author, Ruth Rakoff, and When My World Was Very Small, published by Random House of Canada.